bishop has had a vision of creating something that was going to be regional and special for people in the Western Massachusetts area, especially in the Hamden, Hampshire counties. And we have worked hard to meet his expectations. And I know he's very pleased that what the future holds for Catholic education in our area.
What's the timetable for building the new school?
The official groundbreaking is September 18th, 2 o'clock. It's a Sunday. We expect that the construction manager, Fontaine Brothers, will be on site a couple of weeks before that, getting everything ready, getting their trailers on board, and beginning to bring in their site contractors to get going. So we'll start in September, and the plan is that the school will be ready for us to open up in September of 2018. Construction will probably major construction, so we can start moving in furniture and equipment, will probably end in June of 2018, and we'll have the summer to get ourselves ready for kids coming in.
What's this new high school going to look like? What's the capacity? What are some of the modern amenities you're planning to build into it?
Okay, so the high school is built for 450 students with the ability to expand to 600. So what that means is some of the core facilities like the gymnasium and the auditorium are built large enough so that when the school expands, and also the cafeteria, so that if our population expands, the only thing we have to deal with might be some additional classrooms, which are relatively inexpensive to build versus major core areas. So that's how the school is being designed in terms of its capacity. In terms of its style, it's a very open school. It really supports the idea of community learning. What I mean by that is there's a lot of common core areas, common learning areas, where instead of traditional hallways where you might find a school where kids would walk down a hallway and there'd be classrooms on both sides, our school is a little different. It stresses these common learning areas and the classrooms are on the outer edge of these learning areas. So it's a unique design. We think it's quite different from what we've seen in other high schools. The architects, CBT from Boston, have done a really nice job combining and integrating the whole notion that it's a Catholic high school. There'll be a beautiful chapel, and that's all integrated within the school. So it's a very nice feeling. We're really excited about it.
You held a neighborhood meeting in the East Forest Park neighborhood Tuesday night to discuss the construction plans. How did that meeting go?
Very well. Some excellent questions. We anticipated some of the concerns that people had about the construction. We had about 35, 40 people. The tenor of the program was pretty much upbeat. They're excited to see something come back into that area. We stressed to them the importance of communicating to us if there's any issues. We'll work it out with Fontaine to see if we can deal with the issues as best we can. I mean, construction is construction. And it is messy, but we're going to do our best to be good neighbors.
There's no NIMBY element here, right?
We've expressed to them from the start that while it's a smaller school, it gives us more opportunity to put student activities on the property more so than probably was there. So we've told them to expect, you know, more activity, but they seem to be welcome into that. So it seems to be a fit. You know, the old Cathedral High School, I think, had a football field. We will have a football field, a practice soccer field, a softball field, a baseball field, and tennis courts. So much more activity on our end than before.
Now, for this academic year and the next, Pope Francis High School is located at the former Holyoke Catholic High School property in Chicopee. What's the enrollment for the upcoming year? Do you know?
So, yes, I do. Actually, we set a goal of 361, and we actually are anticipating 370 students. As of today, we're 367, and we think there's a few more that have indicated that they're coming, but we're still waiting for their down payment. So we've met our goal. We're excited about that. Next year, we hope to have a few more, roughly up into the 380s somewhere, and then we'll get ready to just hopefully go higher and when we open up the new school.